Every year since 1980, sax player Paul Winter, his Paul Winter consort, and guests have gathered in New York's Cathedral of St. John the Divine to mark the winter solstice. I'm John Schaefer, and in the next hour, we'll hear highlights from the 40th anniversary edition of the Winter Solstice Concerts, recorded last December before the lockdown. It was a special occasion with a special guest. Noel Paul Stuckey, whom you'll know as Paul from the famous folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary. The Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Celebration also featured longtime friends like gospel singer Teresa Thomason and the Forces of Nature dance and drumming troupe from Harlem, and thousands of new friends who came to the cathedral to celebrate the holiday season and look forward with hope to the start of the new year. Of course, 2020 turned out to be a year like no other, so this NPR music broadcast will be a little different from the ones we've brought you in the past. When you hear the live audience now, it's a reminder of what we had and perhaps took for granted, and what we hope in the new year to have again. Right now, here's the song that traditionally opens these winter solstice concerts, "Tomorrow is My Dancing Day," played by the Paul Winter Consort.
Thank you, and welcome to our 40th annual Winter Solstice Celebration. I'd like to introduce now a gentleman who happened to have been the producer of the consort's very first album 50 years ago. Producing an album by a totally unknown band was not necessarily a path to fame and fortune in those days, or any days, but fortunately he had a day job as a member of an up-and-coming vocal trio called Peter, Paul, and Mary. Please welcome Noel Paul Stuckey.
This house goes on sale every Wednesday morning, and taken off the market in the afternoon. You can buy a piece of it if you want to. It's been good to me if it's been good for you. Take the grand look now, the fire is burning. Is that your reflection on the wall? I can show you this room or some others. If you came to look at the house at all. Careful up the stairs, a few are missing. I haven't had the time to make repairs. The first step is the hardest one to master, and the last one I'm not even sure is there. Part of you will remain. Second floor, the lady sleeps in waiting. Past the lantern tiptoe in its glance. In the room, the soft brown arms of shadow. This room's the hardest one to pass. Yeah, how much will you pay to live in the attic? Ah, the shavings of your mind are the only rent. I left some wood there if you thought you couldn't. The shouldn't that you bought has been spent. This house goes on sale every Wednesday morning, and taken off the market in the afternoon. You can buy a piece of it if you want to. It's been good to me if it's been good for you. My life rolls on in a above earth's lamentations. I hear the real, though far off him. That is the new creation. Above the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ring. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from
when tyrants tremble, sick with fear, and hear their death now ringing, when friends rejoice.
How Can I Keep From Singing? That's Noel Paul Stuckey and gospel singer Teresa Thomason joining the Paul Winter Consort. Before that, Stuckey sang The House Song, his composition originally from the Peter Paul and Mary record called Album 1700 from 1968, but it also happened to be the first recording the Paul Winter Consort ever made. Stuckey was producing the consort's first album that summer, and he wanted to have their unique ensemble sound backing him on his new song. Now, over 50 years later, Stuckey and the consort performed the song together once again.
So we want to play one of the pieces from that album produced half a century ago by Brother Noel. And this was a song composed by Joni Mitchell, made famous that year by Judy Collins, who, for the last quite a few years has been a fellow artist in residence here at the Cathedral. And it was the first arrangement I ever did for cello, which was a new instrument to be then. And I thought, well, maybe I can borrow something from the cello suites of the master, J.S. Bach. And so here, with a nod to Joni, Judy, and old J.S., this song for the ages.
The Paul Winter Consort playing Both Sides Now, which they recorded on their first album in 1968. That performance is from the 40th annual Winter Solstice Concert at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. It also marked the 40th Winter Solstice appearance by the group's longtime cellist, Eugene Friesen. Over the years, this next piece has become one of the highlights of these solstice concerts. Sun Singer features Tim Brumfield on the massive cathedral organ and Paul Winter playing the sax.
Thank you.
That is Sun Singer, with Paul Winter on sax and Tim Brumfield playing the organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. That song was originally recorded in the cathedral back in 1983. Now a new version of Sun Singer appears on Paul Winter's new album, Light of the Sun. We're listening to the 40th annual Winter Solstice Concert, which included a 50th anniversary performance. Half a century ago, the Paul Winter Consort's original guitarist, Ralph Towner, wrote Icarus, which would not only become the band's most famous song, but would actually have a crater on the moon named after it by the astronauts of Apollo 15. We'll hear Icarus now, and then a little bit of music by Paul's regular guests here at the Cathedral, the Harlem-based African dance and drum ensemble called Forces of Nature.
Thank you.
That's the Forces of Nature Dance Theater Ensemble, a group that brings African dancing and drumming to these annual winter solstice concerts. You can actually see all of the drumming and dancing and so much more at npr.org/holidays. We also heard the Paul Winter Consort's signature tune, Icarus. These recordings were made in December 2019 by Jody Elf and mixed by Dixon Van Winkle. Living music production manager is Kay Friday. Marketing manager is Abigail Golek. Radio outreach by Creative PR Los Angeles. Thanks to Soraya Mohammed and Letitia Harris at NPR Music. In a moment, Paul Winter introduces a new sound in the consort. Plus, Noel Paul Stuckey and Teresa Thomason return. You're listening to the Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Celebration at New York's Cathedral of St. John the Divine from NPR Music. This is the 40th annual Winter Solstice Concert by Paul Winter and his guests. And while a lot of the core members of the Paul Winter Consort have remained, there have been changes in the lineup during the group's first 50 or so years. And on this occasion, the consort featured a new sound. Here's Paul Winter.
We have a new instrument now in the consort as a way to herald the beginning of our next 50 years. It's called a euphonium, and it's a very sweet-voiced brass instrument that I think probably has never been heard before in this amazing acoustic space. And Jeff Holmes has written a new piece for today, and it's called A New Day. And here to play it from Colorado, Clark Gehring.
Thank you.
That's called A New Day, and it features the Paul Winter Consort's newest member, Clark Gehring, playing the euphonium. It looks a little bit like a small tuba, and it's most commonly heard in marching bands. These recordings were provided by Paul Winter. More about his new album, Light of the Sun, and this year's video stream Winter Solstice event is available at paulwinter.com. Now it's time to welcome Noel Paul Stuckey back to the stage to play his most famous song. Written for the marriage of Peter Yarrow, his colleague in the group Peter, Paul, and Mary, it's called simply The Wedding Song.
I am now to be among you at the calling of your hearts. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on my part. The union of your spirits here has caused me to remain. For never two or more of you are gathered in my name. There am I. And there is love. Mother and a woman leave her home, and they shall travel on to where the two shall be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now and till the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again, and there is love. There is love. Oh, then what's to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that brings you life? For if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before? Oh, there's love. Oh, there's of your spirits here has caused me to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, there am I. And there is love.
That's Noel Paul Stuckey with his well-known Wedding Song, accompanied by Paul Winter's sax. Now gospel singer Teresa Thomason and the rest of the consort return for a song that reaches for and hits all the high notes.
The rain is over and gone, and the winter the time for singing has come, and the clouds have parted from the sky. Oh, arise,
Teresa Thomason and the Paul Winter Consort with The Rain Is Over and Gone, clearly a favorite with this large pre-pandemic audience. This 40th edition of the annual Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Celebration ended with what has become a customary solstice medley, starting with the West African folk song Minuit and leading into the traditional New Year's Eve song Auld Lang Syne. Since winter solstice is the true eve of the new year, Paul Winter has always felt that this song is appropriate for the finale of the solstice concert.
Yeah.
Ushering out the old year and ringing in the new is what the winter solstice was traditionally about. That tradition continues each year in these winter solstice concerts with that concluding medley of Minuit and Auld Lang Syne. The members of the Paul Winter Consort include cellist Eugene Friesen, bass clarinetist Paul McCandless, Clark Gehring playing the euphonium, pianist Jeff Holmes, Elliot Wadopian on bass, Jamie Haddad on percussion, Tim Brumfield playing the cathedral organ, Teresa Thomason on vocals, and of course, Paul Winter playing the soprano sax. If you've enjoyed this program or want to share it with a friend, you can find us at npr.org/holidays. Silent Night, with Noel Paul Stuckey on vocals, will wrap up our broadcast of this 40th annual Solstice Concert. These recordings came to us from Paul Winter. His 2020 Winter Solstice event includes streamed video performances featuring Gary Brooker, Yvonne Lintz, and Renato Braz, and consort favorites from past Winter Solstice events. Learn more at paulwinter.com. Paul Winter's Winter Solstice Celebration is a production of Living Music and Murray Street for NPR Music. Our broadcast producers are David Gorin and Steve Rath with Paul Winter. From WNYC, I'm John Schaefer, and this is NPR Music.